Hey, everybody, and how are you? This is Kevin Gallagher. Thank you for joining me here on my program, Time Out with Kevin Gallagher. We're seen every Friday night, and that is at 8:30 p.m. and Monday morning at 11 a.m. here on Channel 23 on Comcast. If you're watching us on Charter, we're on CTV Channel 192, and that is Wednesday nights at 9 p.m. and then again Monday afternoons at 2:30 p.m. So thank you for watching the show. Hey, I'm at the roundtable, but my guest is on the other side of the world in tomorrow. It's great. We have him on over Skype. It's Vincent Eastwood, and he does a show called The Vin Eastwood Show. And I've been a guest on his show. He's been a guest on mine when I was doing the radio show, but I've never had him here on, guess what, the TV show. So we're going to have him here all the way from tomorrow. So, Vinny, how are you? Hello.
Well, somewhat fabulous is my standard response.
So what time is it there in New Zealand right now? Because here it's about 5:45 on a Wednesday.
9:45 on a Thursday in the morning.
Wow. So what am I in for? Well, you know, I want to know what tomorrow's going to be like.
Well, I don't know. Maybe you should purchase a lotto ticket and send me the numbers. I'll tell you whether or not you won.
Okay. Hey, why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself? I did a little bit of an introduction, but why don't you, fill in the blanks?
Well, I'm the only New Zealander in history to be given a talk radio show on an American network. I have more subscribers than any other YouTube news channel in New Zealand history, including the New Zealand Herald, which has been around for 180 years.
Wow.
Which I got more subscribers than them within the first 3 years of me starting a YouTube channel, only covering news and information, things of that nature. I've made over 3,000 videos, interviewed several thousand activists, researchers, bloggers, journalists, doctors, lawyers, politicians, attended many hundreds of protests, talk about virtually every single subject that you could really conceive of. The mainstream media omit about 99% of information, and I only try to cover on my show information that they omit. So I cover everything.
That's a whole bunch of information if you're covering what they leave out.
Exactly. And because nobody else in this country is doing it, I decided to do it by myself, and still am.
Well, I'm in America. Tell us a little bit about your culture there in New Zealand. What is it that it makes up the New Zealand culture? You're saying you're the only one in the country that's doing what you're doing. Why is that?
Father was a millionaire. Mum was a poet and a nurse. I had a really good producer who noticed me. I'm a narcissist because I was really badly traumatized, and one of the side effects of the disorder is that you want to be and you need to be, rather, to protect your own self in positions of power and control where nobody else has power and control over you. And I got busted, I had panic attacks and things like that, so I'm unable to work for anybody else. And I'm unable to go to the government to ask for a benefit. I'm unable to deal with business and things of that nature. So because of the traumas that happened to me, my work life and any possible career that I could have had is now no longer available to me, partly because of complex post-traumatic stress. So... Mm-hmm. What a lot of people with post-traumatic stress do is they become counselors, mediators, etc., because they understand what pain really is. They felt it. And so I became a talk radio show host. I got really inspired by what a lot of people in the American Truth Movement were doing at the time in the mid-2000s. Not that there is a truth movement anymore. I'm starting to become more cynical and jaded by the day because I do not allow my beliefs to get in the way of the pursuit of knowledge. And that can be very hard because it means that a lot of the time I have to let go of things that I was once very adamant about on a constant basis.
Yeah. So how did the whole radio show thing start for you?
When I was making YouTube videos to start with, I got noticed by an American producer who was producing the American Freedom Report on American Freedom Radio, hosted by Dave Von Kleist, the maker of 9/11 and Plain Sight.
He's a friend of mine.
Yeah, I just had him on the show not too long ago. I love Dave, man. He's a good fun. And his co-host there was Brent Johnson, the voice of freedom. So Dave couldn't do it anymore. So Brent cycled through, tried to get many different co-hosts and give us all a chance of whatever. But he was the lowest rated show on the network after they lost Dave. And then when they were going through all these, who's the next co-host for this week or whatever, they came up to me and it became the third most popular show on the network in 1 week. So they fired Brent and gave the show to me.
Well, you know, it's funny because both you and I did work for that show. I was doing Man in the Street segments for that program for a while.
Yeah, that was one of my first introduction to the show, actually. The producer, Mitch, noticed me doing YouTube videos and then offered me a chance to do a Man on the Street, you know, go out and interview people and then send the audio archive in there. And so that was a good introduction there. And Mitch really... I called him my somewhat fabulous producer because it's what the man is. Yeah. Just knows so much about talk radio and has so much experience in the industry that I began to learn my craft at a geometric rate, largely and solely because of his tutorage while he was my producer for the first couple of years. And then he had to go back to the States. And now he's running BigReggaeMix.com, which is, quite frankly, you know, growing pretty exponentially. And it's something that happens with a lot of people in activism. They realize after a bit of time that it's not only very hard, but it doesn't get any easier. It continues to be hard. Yeah. And conceivably forever. And a lot of people who are goal-oriented and like to achieve things don't remain activists for a long period of time because the word is attrition. If you ever wanted to invade, if you ever wanted to invade Russia, don't do it during the winter. And what every single activist is doing is they're invading Russia during the winter.
All right. Hey, let me ask you a question. You talked earlier about, you know, the truth movement, this and that. I mean, you go back to like 2005, 2008 or so. I mean, much different time than now in just 8, 9, 10 years. How has it changed in your opinion?
I used to trust the alternative media who were telling me about the New World Order. I no longer do. I used to have faith that activists would do the right thing, not misinterpret what you say and not go crazy flying off the handle and being assholes to you because we're all on the same side. I no longer believe that that's true. I used to believe that there was a chance we could beat the New World Order without bloodshed, without struggle, without pain, without suffering, that we could all be happy together and work really hard and that kind of thing. I no longer believe that.
Mm. What made you change your mind?
Experience.
So how long have you been doing the show?
Nearly 10 years now. Started broadcasting 5 days a week in 2010, but I was co-host before that and doing Man on the Street even before that. I started my YouTube channel in 2007. So at the very least, I've been a full-time talk radio show host for about seven years and been a full-time activist and alternative media figure in New Zealand for a decade.
Now, with New Zealand, you know, I'm really fascinated with the difference, you know, what's going on there in New Zealand. Where is, you know, if you were to take a snapshot of New Zealand, where is the country at?
Imagine for a moment a country that has a whole lot of stupid people in it, that really love sports and really love drinking and really love junk television and believe virtually everything the government and media say. A country that's fluoridated.
Wait, are you describing the United States?
No. A country that's fluoridated. A country that has chemtrails. A country right. that has inept and corrupt politicians who have shares in poison companies who then dump poisons into our water supplies.
Yes. Yes.
A country that has a corrupt electoral process. A country that has a private banking cartel that issues its public currency. A country that has an education system that it seems more adept at dumbing down the population than educating them. A country where most of the facts in the media and things of that nature are either never aired in the first place or reduced to a 30-second meaningless soundbite that nobody understands. A country where the image of how great it is internationally is a complete effing lie. Does it sound familiar?
Really familiar. I wonder if we're dealing with like you know, sons and daughters switched at birth or something, you know?
No, we're dealing with the identical control mechanism that controls both of our nations, a private banking cartel that issues the country's currency at interest. When you have unlimited money that you can make out of nothing, there is no limits to how much bribery and corruption you can create. And thus, whenever you step off a plane, no matter which country you go to, if it has a private banking cartel issuing the country's currency at interest without creating any of the interest in the currency so that people could pay off all the debt if they wanted to, you have the exact same system, and all the symptoms of that system are comparatively identical. And this is the reason why I started doing what I'm doing, is because when all the Americans were telling me what's going on in America, oh my God, this is so bad, what's happening in America? After talking to the New Zealand activists, I realized that everything, the exact same things, just with a slightly sexier accent, were happening here, you know?
Yes, there you go. But what I'm looking at is the fact that you bring up the private banking cartels. Here we call it the Federal Reserve. What do they call it there in New Zealand?
The Reserve Bank of New Zealand.
Same idea. And you know, the thing that gets me, and I'll listen to people, especially the gold bugs, they'll talk about how we got to have a gold-backed currency, we got to have this and that, we can't have a fiat currency. But the problem, they'll say that we're using a fiat currency now, but I point out to them all the time, I say, look, we're dealing with a currency that's backed by debt, and that debt comes with interest. If we were using a true fiat currency, we'd be a lot better off because we wouldn't have all that debt.
Yeah. The word is jubilee.
Yeah.
A jubilee.
Yes.
And for those of you who don't know what a jubilee is every 50 years or so, the British Crown decided to annex all debt.
Yes.
Every 50
right
years.
Out of the Bible.
So that nobody can be in debt for their entire life and pass that debt on to their children. Now, Satanists, on the other hand, don't like that idea because they like controlling everything forever. So they don't jubilee. And that's what we need.
That's exactly what we need. We need to wipe all the books clean and let everybody get a fresh start.
Yeah.
That was in the Bible. They did that for thousands of years, and it worked just fine.
Yeah. And what I love is the people who are like, I don't want to use the term right wing or left wing, because they're both false paradigms that both advocate a private banking cartel that issues public currency without printing the interest. They go, oh, but if everybody had their debts wiped clean, it would destroy the economy.
You do realize that the thing that's destroying the economy is the debt. And if you get rid of the debt, you undestroy the economy.
And it's very difficult for them to get that through their head because they've gone through university, economics professors tell them this, that, and the other. Oh, it's fractional reserve. There's nothing possibly wrong with it. That eight people own the entire world's issuance of currency systems. Just it's all good, you know. Just chill, bro. Just chill. Just let things happen. Don't investigate into the scary business of dangerous people.
Yes, I've heard that line before from somewhere.
Well, but, it's from Batman Begins. He first goes in to confront the Al Capone
says it to
character.
Batman when he's Bruce Wayne as a young kid.
Yeah.
Don't mess with the affairs of dangerous people. But unfortunately, we're dealing with a lot of dangerous people that are running things.
Yeah.
And we see how much control there is in the news media and everything else. In this country, something like 95% of the news media is owned by like six corporations. So where do you go? You know, this is the rhetorical question that I ask. Where do you go to get to get real news, to get real information about what's going on. Here I'm on a cable access TV show, and people turn here, and I'm amazed at how many people do watch the show. It's absolutely stunning to me. Plus, it goes out on YouTube, and I have more subscribers than I thought I'd ever have, which is, it's like 8,400 subscribers right now and change. I thought I'd never have more than 200, and I had that eclipsed in like a month. And I just sat here and went, oh, my God. And the number keeps growing, and there's a need out there for information. And I can't tell you, Vinny, how many times I've had people walk up to me in the street and just say thank you. And I ask them, well, why are you thanking me? Because they tell me, word for word, they say, because you're telling us the truth. And unfortunately, I have to do that and not the 95% of the news media that's owned by six corporations.
Yeah. A recent straw poll indicates that only 30% of people believe what the mainstream media says. That means seven out of 10 people do not believe them. Now, I heard another interesting statistic. It's called the rule of 30%. For every artwork that you release, 30% will love it, 30% will be indifferent, and 30% will hate it. And there's another 30% rule between if you release a piece of information. 30% will not believe it regardless of whatever evidence you show them. 30% will believe whatever you show them. And the other 30% will require some evidence. You know? And you're like, that kind of is a very interesting statistical anomaly there, isn't it? 30% of people believe anything they're told. 30% of people believe the mainstream media. I wonder what the connection is here.
Yeah, it's a very, very interesting, isn't it?
Yeah, well, it's just the fact that if you keep people from having, as Bill Hicks said, their voice of reason reflected back to them, it is a phenomenon known as gaslighting, whereby you will tell somebody something that sounds so crazy that they know for a fact isn't true. But because you're saying that to them with such conviction, and they don't hear anybody else saying, no, I agree, that's BS, you start to think that you're crazy. And Bill Hicks leaned into the microphone like this, and he says, you're not crazy. You're right. They're wrong. You're right. They're wrong. Oh. Okay, now, this philosophy of just being there, that's what I think it was Woody.
It was a great movie that had the Pink Panther guy in it, and it's fantastic.
Yeah.
Peter Sellers.
No, it wasn't Peter Sellers. Who was the guy?
No.
I'm talking about something different. Guy's name Woody, I forget his last name now. Scarlett Johansson was his muse at some point. Just a little comedian, Jewish guy, glasses, plays nerdy guys in films.
Woody Allen. Woody Allen.
Yeah, he said that 90% of the work in this industry is just showing up. Yeah. And I say to myself, you know, 90% of giving hope to humanity is just continually being there, telling the truth. Now, there are a lot of people who are alive today, literally, because of my show. Some activists who would have taken their lives had I not come into their life to allow them to tell their story and put all the work in, because they don't know how to edit, they don't know how to shoot, they don't know how to do the audio recording and blah, blah, blah. I have all these skills, but I don't have the experience, and I don't have the life and wealth of research. I don't have university qualifications and things of that nature. More or less, I'm a glorified salesperson. Now, when you listen to the show, I'm not acting. I'm not being dishonest. I don't treat it like a show. I treat it like a conversation. And anybody who knows, you know, people who go, Vinny, what are you telling you're not acting? You go crazy and you do silly voices and stuff all the time when you're doing your show. And I go, well, I don't know if you've ever met me in real life, but that's me.
But it's also, you know, it's entertaining too, because nobody wants to hear somebody talk for 2 hours like this. It's really boring, okay?
You know the reason why they do that?
So you want to be a little animated because you're using your voice and only your voice when you're doing radio in order to transmit your message. So I get it. I get it completely.
Mm. But now with the advent of Skype and Skype recording and things of that nature, we're able to capture the webcams as well. It was only 170 New Zealand dollars, roughly about 120 US dollars, to purchase the green screen behind me. The it was like 50 New Zealand dollars for the screen itself, and about 60 or 70 dollars for the stands on it, and then just boom, it's up, and you've got any background you want. And my friend Mikhail Pierce, he once got a picture in National Geographic. He's that onto it, a photographer. He went around Auckland, where we live, and shot me a whole bunch of background plates of our big harbour bridge, the city, and traffic, and things like that. He's put in a hell of a lot of work filming and putting all these plates in so that the show just looks more professional, and it only cost $120. and the amount of gas it took for him to go out with a camera and take a couple of 10-minute still shots of beautiful looking stuff, you know, and the production value of what I can produce looks like thousands upon thousands of dollars has gone into it. But in reality, I am, or even right now, there's nothing in the cupboards for lunch. We don't have enough money to pay our rent tomorrow. We didn't even have enough money to pay our rent last week, and we had to wait for even more money to come in. Our finances are being reduced left, right, and centre from a million different things. A cat's sick, wife had surgery, and so on and so forth. I'm struggling to survive here.
Just like everybody else, you know? It's like that old adage I always point out. Nobody wants to let somebody else get ahead, because if you're ever out at a beach and you catch crabs, and you got a big bucket, and you throw the crabs in the bucket, you'll see this interesting phenomenon where one crab is making his way up the bucket, and then all of a sudden the other crabs will grab him and bring him back down. Like, hey, buddy, you're not getting out of here. We're all stuck in here together. We're all going to stay here. And I never forgot that. I saw that when I was a kid. Today, they still act the same, and that's basically how society works too.
In New Zealand, the local terminology for this phenomenon is tall poppy syndrome. Which is the poppy that gets its head cut off first? The tall one. Okay? Yeah. Those that grow too fast, too loud, too proud, too bright, too colorful will be stamped out and cut first.
Yes, yes. And I got about 5 minutes left. Why don't you tell people a little bit about your program, how they can tune into it? I know you're on about 8 or so different networks. Just a little bit about your show so they can actually listen if they like to.
All right. Well, it's the Vinnie Eastwood Show on AmericanFreedomRadio.com on Wednesday nights at 4 p.m. Pacific. I think that's 7 p.m. Eastern. And we talk with all sorts of different people. It's not an interview. It's a conversation. And the main rule of the network, and in fact, the only rule other than initially not being able to swear on the network, and now we have we've been relaxed on that, because apparently people who are mature realize that when you're talking about nuking people, when you're talking about world wars, when you're talking about giant pedophile cults and things of that nature, it's perfectly okay. But if you drop an F-bomb,
oh my God, he dropped an F-bomb! It's almost worse than pedophile rings!
You know? You know, it's like, we're adults, we can have fun, you know, we can have normal adult conversations. But in the United States, you've got this evil corporation called the FCC, which is so insidious. It's got hooked into the back channels of every single network, and they can just cancel them out at will. This is an emergency test. come on. Does anybody in the United States, you just wonder this, how are you living in the illusion of freedom? It's because you don't have the experience, okay? You haven't tested the limits of your freedom. If you live in a cage that is 200 miles wide and 100 miles tall, and you can never see the edges of that cage unless you started walking in one direction and just kept walking. Because I want to see what the limits are. I want to see how big this cage is, not knowing that you're in a cage at all. And eventually, you do hit the outer wall of that cage. You do see that there are bars. You do realize that there are barriers you are not allowed to cross. And that is the fundamental realization of this generation that they need to come to. Excuse me,
you're not. Free!
And I'll tell you what, Vin, there's an excellent video. You can find it on YouTube. I think it's called Five Monkeys. And it's a great experiment. You know what I'm talking about.
Oh,
they have five monkeys. They put a piece of food up high. And every time a monkey goes up there to get the food up on top of the ladder, he's sprayed with water. He's knocked off. Till the monkeys figure out, I don't go up there to get that food no matter how much I want it because I'm going to get sprayed off. They take one monkey out. They put a new monkey in. And then when that new monkey goes to get the food, the other four monkeys beat them up, throw them down to the ground, and that whole process is started where they remove one monkey at a time until you have none of the original monkeys and they're all doing the same behavior. That's called mind control. Yeah. I got 2 minutes left.
The very similar example to that is how you enslave an elephant. You put a really, really powerful stick in the ground and you chain him to it so that he can't get away. He'll try. He'll try to get away. He's an elephant. He's big. He's strong. He's powerful. And he's really determined to get away. He wants to be free, but he can't. He can't get away from it. And eventually he stops trying. And then you replace that chain with a little rope. And you replace that big stake with just a little stick in the ground. The elephant could walk away easy as pie, but he doesn't try ever again and remains a plaything for the circus forever.
So,
and the same is true of us all.
Vinny, thank you so much for joining me here. We'll have to have you back on again. This was great, all the way from tomorrow in New Zealand, and I really do thank you for being on. Folks, we were joined by Vinny Eastwood of The Vinny Eastwood Show. I'm, of course, Kevin Gallagher. You can catch the show Friday nights at 8:30 p.m., Monday mornings at 11 a.m., and then again on Charter. That's Wednesday nights, 9 p.m., Mondays at 2:30 in the afternoon. TimeOutYouTube.com. TimeOutYouTube.com is the channel on YouTube where you can catch the show. So go check it out there if you want to see shows over again or if you want to check out a show for the first time. A lot of times they air here first, folks. A little secret. So, hey, folks, I'm, of course, Kevin Gallagher. Check out the shows on Facebook. You can go there. Pinterest. There is Google+. There is Twitter, which is TOWKG. All kinds of places you can find this show. Like them. Send them out to the four winds if you like them and get them out there. You don't need my permission. Folks, thank you so much for joining me here on the program tonight. For Vinny Eastwood, I'm, of course, Kevin Gallagher. Please tune in again next week to see what it is we'll be talking about. Till then, have a great night. Bye-bye.